For me to explain space and time in the words that you use, more importantly, the words that you understand, is very difficult for me to do. Your scientists, your greatest scientists, have been working on this for decades. They themselves, with their knowledge of mathematics and physics, they themselves do not know. It is a knowing within. You have the information already within you. You must seek out that information. You must know. It is one moment. Time, as you interpret time, you created time in the physical dimension that you have evolved yourself in. You created this time. It is not what time really is. There is only one moment for all experiences of all consciousness. One moment. One point. One position, which can change in that moment. There's no travel, no distance, no mass, no volume. It is difficult for me, in your simple words, to explain this. It is incorrect for you to try and understand this in terms of physics and mathematics, because they do not understand it. Let alone you, to understand it this way would be impossible. We coexist in this moment, in the space where you believe nothing exists. You think it is an empty space. It is not. We are coexisting within a different dimension within this space. In the moment. As so are you, as so is all consciousness, existing within one moment within this space. What you have created that is physical is what your senses tell you is real. Of course, it is not. It is your illusion. Your created illusion. The emptiness, or what you perceive to be the emptiness, is where all exists in one space, in one time. In one moment. Hence, nowhere to go, because we are already here. Energy frequencies collide and form different frequencies and different energies within this space. Communicating is a part of this process. Jumping from one dimension to another is a part of this process. Understanding the value of this is a part of your process. You must dig deeper for the answer. It lies within. Knowing this will free your mind, your conditioned mind. Knowing this will open up to you many possibilities, not in the way you would term them, not in a practical way, your given physical practical way, but in an infinite eternal way of knowing. The basic theory of understanding this, you have little grasp of. The crossover of the dimensions can be seen in your world many times. Apparitions, you would call them ghosts. They are not. It is a time warp, as you would term it. But it is not. There is no warp. It is happening in the moment. It is being created in the moment. Your terminology of prediction. You are not predicting anything. You are merely observing what is occurring. It is the same. But it can change in the moment. You have the ability to change it with your imagination. You are correct when you talk about theory and practicality. We do not experience the practicality of your physical creation. We choose not to. There's no necessity for us to do this. But we do observe your emotional reaction to the practical world you have created. It is of great interest to us. Certainly, considering that you understand subconsciously all aspects of all dimensions. You must travel out of your physical world, out of body, to understand time, to know what one moment truly is. You must travel. Travel, of course, is the word you would use. This is likely to be the only way you will understand time, dimensional time and energy. So, it is difficult for me to explain this to you in the limited vocabulary you have created. It's words. It is not words. It is energy. It is a feeling, a frequency, a vibration. This is the only way you will understand this. It is also true to say that as you are becoming more aware, we are watching your experience. We are monitoring your experience. We are learning from your experience. An awakening is truly a magnificent experience. You chose this journey, and we have great interest in it. We are all created from the source, source energy, the origin of all dimensions, the origin of all created metaphysical and physical consciousness. We need to understand better the source. As do you. We can live your practical experience, your physical experience, through you. Because you are us. We can smell and hear and see and feel through you, because you are us. It is the same thing, the same energy. It is literally only one word. Experience is the reason you chose to journey, to experience, to become aware. It is no more complicated than this. There is no higher or lower, as you term, reason. There is nothing more for you to do other than experience, to know yourself, know self. Your egos, your created egos, have created many reasons why you should do this, you should do that. It is unnecessary. Know thyself, and you will know the source. Simple. There is only one, and that one is the source. And you are created by the source. So therefore, you are one. How more simple do you want to hear it to be? And yet, you make it so complicated with your ego, your ambition, your fears, your wishes. There is only one, because one is the source. One is everything, is all. Separation is discovery of knowing self. Separation is understanding and knowing self. The cycle is the same in every dimension. The cycle of knowing, becoming aware. And back to the source, to the beginning. And start again. The cycle. In one moment. It is by no chance that you make this journey. It is by no chance that you chose this journey. And it is by no chance that when you become more aware, you feel an incredible, enlightened experience, full of joy. None of it is by chance. It is your choice, as it is our choice. I keep saying to you, your words are so limited, they are so limited. You choose not to communicate with lower dimensional entities. It is not our choice. It is your choice. We would not prevent this. We understand why you choose not to do this. There is no necessity. We do not know of 10, 11, or 12. We believe there are only 9. So to go higher, we cannot explain to you higher. Of course, higher, your interpretation of words. There is no higher or lower. But you choose not to talk to what your interpretation of lower is, lower dimensions. You have done in this life, historically, communicated with such. But the channel in here is pure, it is clear. As many do sit with lower dimensions, many do communicate also. Many on your physical world are in communication with what you perceive are lower dimensions. Dark and light are from the source. It is the same energy. You do not fear this, as we do not fear anything. You see little necessity to communicate on anything other than the level you are at. And of course, there is no necessity to do this. Your experiences by now show you this. Stay in the positive light. Both negative and positive, plus and minus, are correct, but you must stay in the positive light. This is what is good for you. This is your journey. A journey of awareness, this creativity and positive. For the moment you are in.